Ladies and gentlemen, TGRA would like to welcome you to Fort Worth, Texas, where the West begins for the Texas Tradition Rodeo.
Excitement buzzes in the air of a large arena in Fort Worth, Texas, as the loudspeakers boom with the announcer's voice. The Texas Gay Rodeo Association is putting on its 29th Gay Rodeo, and more than 100 people are ready to watch or compete.
Catch him, come on, throw that rope. Oh no!
The events you'd watch at a gay rodeo aren't all that different from something you'd see at a traditional rodeo. There's the calf roping contest you're hearing now, as well as bronco busting. But there's some events you can only find at a gay rodeo. They're called camp events, and they include goat dressing.
If you have never seen this event, this is an event to watch, let me tell you. When you see gay men and lesbians running towards goats and putting underwear on them, it's just hilarious.
That's right, underwear. It's a race where teams of two run down to a goat. One person holds up the goat's legs, and the other puts on the underwear.
Gotta get down there and get that underwear on. It's definitely an art.
Goat dressing is something to see, but the most popular camp event is wild drag racing. John Beck is considered the grandfather of the gay rodeo. We met him in part one of our series. He invented wild drag racing.
Wild drag is you have your steer in the chute. The first line is the girl, the actual girl, has to hold on to the steer as the gate opens. The second line is the male. The third line, which is 60 feet back, is an actual drag, person in drag. The gate opens up, they blow the whistle, the steer comes out. You've got to get it past to the 60-foot line, and the drag has to get on the steer and ride it back across the line. And the best time wins.
Beck says the crowd goes crazy for wild drag racing, and despite the costuming, seasoned competitors know it's all business in the arena.
It's one of our most dangerous events.
Kelly Peoples of Belen, New Mexico, has been competing for 11 years.
And it's when I was most seriously injured in Calgary a few years ago. I got gored up through by my chin.
We met contestant Russell Schnitz of Gonzales, Texas, in part one of our series. He shares similar feelings about the event.
I stress about that just because I'm the idiot that has to jump on, and that can get kind of crazy. But yeah, it's pretty fast if it works out good, but if it doesn't work out really good, it can seem like you're out there killing yourself for an hour.
Contestants are very aware of the seriousness of wild drag racing, but that doesn't mean they don't have fun. Schnitz is enthusiastic about his drag costume.
I don't really go all out because every time I've ever tried to go all out, I end up getting more hurt. So I just have this pink negligee kind of nighty thing that I have put over the top of all my other clothes. It's probably been to 1,000 rodeos and my wig that I have is the same one I had from the very beginning.
That wig that Schnitz has had in his 15 years on the circuit even has an identity.
Her name is Career Girl, because she was quite a career girl cut when I found her, wherever I found her. And Career Girl and the pink nighty have probably won more money in the wild drag race than anybody ever to go in the wild drag race. That they always give me hell every time they see me walk in the arena. They're like, ah, that outfit again.
It's not just the camp events like goat dressing and wild drag that make gay rodeos unique. They're a 501c3 organization that raises money for charities ranging from AIDS groups to women's centers. But being nonprofit has its challenges. Gene Frakes of Fort Worth, Texas, is vice president of the International Gay Rodeo Association, or IGRA. He says getting a gay rodeo up and running is all about money.
That's where sponsorships and, you know, corporations can help, because it takes a lot of seed money to put one of these on. You can make money for your charities, and that's what it's all about.
That's advice Rick Vaughn in Birmingham is taking to heart. He's the president of the Cotton States Gay Rodeo Association. He wants to bring a gay rodeo to Alabama. He says his group needs to raise $600 to be seated with the IGRA, and he's working on achieving 501c3 status with the IRS. Vaughn says that's crucial because without it, large donations are less likely to come in.
Right now, it's just basically word of mouth that we're just using and using sites like Craigslist, and there's other gay websites that we've been on just to get the word out about us.
In addition to money, Vaughn also needs to have enough members to be seated with the IGRA. Again, Gene Franks.
It's simply a numbers thing. If you have, I believe it's 30 people, 20 of which have to live in your geographically defined area, and then make application to IGRA.
It's a buzz and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd.
So far, Rick Vaughn has 16 members, but he's confident he'll have more than enough people when the IGRA holds its convention in Las Vegas in November. He hopes to hold Alabama's first gay rodeo by 2014. Maggie Martin, APR News, in Fort Worth, Texas.
It's a Bronx in the blood, it's a steers in the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow, wow.